and dictation for Roberta Brown, BROWN, May 1443, addresses a letter, Kaylin, KATELYN, Guideman, GEIT, as in today, MAN, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guideman, follow up for Mrs. Brown. We found abnormalities to suggest right-sided renal artery stenosis for what was patient was referred to vascular surgeon, able to provide angioplasty and stent of the right renal artery with improvement of chemistries. She's hard of hearing, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without cloudiness or blood or infection, denies incontinence, denies gross edema or discolor of the toes, denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, just feeling tired all the time, blood pressure is running low normal but not symptomatic. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the lisinopril, metoprolol, Norvasc. Next paragraph, blood pressure 119/67, alert oriented time 3, normal speech, weight 130. Next paragraph, creatinine presently normal at 0.9, normal sodium, potassium, elevated bicarbonate, and normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 11.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Right-sided renal artery stenosis, status post-angioplasty, successful, with kidney function back to normal. Next number, prior CKD in relation to renal artery stenosis improve. We'll see if we can minimize blood pressure medications, which presently is running in the low side. We are going to stop the amlodipine. She's going to check blood pressure at home and call me in a week. I did not change lisinopril or beta blockers. Next number, history of atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, and three vessels. Remains on beta blockers. Cholesterol treatment and Plavix. All issues discussed with the patient, come back in 6 months.